Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Justin Bieber. It's called Daisies 850. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. It's going to be cloudy today with rain showers mainly in the morning. Highs in the low 70s.
All right. So during a recent BBC Radio 2 interview with Scott Mills, Taylor Swift, which by the way, she got her new album out. Mm-hmm. We're playing a bunch of songs from the album right here on Power. She strongly denied rumors sparked by fans suggesting that a new album, The Life of a Showgirl, would be her last due to the upcoming marriage with Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I heard she was upset that people would even like bring that up, talk about it, mention it, even entertain it.
Yeah. She said, look, the Swifties love to panic sometimes. So don't panic.
No, she's got at least, I mean, a few more in her.
A few more.
Yeah, she's going to have an album about what it's like being married. Mm. She's going to have an album out about the kids. All of it.
Well, she said, look, it's kind of shockingly offensive to suggest.
She's upset.
Yeah. That I'm going to, you know, stop.
No, she's just feeling like she's getting started with her boo-boo. And then eventually when he retires, she'll have him on a song.
Will she?
There's so much coming.
Does he sing?
Oh, yes. He will for her.
I know that Jason Kelce sings.
He will for her.
Right.
Yes.
On Monday, Ed Sheeran announced that he's teamed up with an acclaimed director for an upcoming Netflix special, One Shot with Ed Sheeran, which is set to premiere November the 21st. Now, the show follows a Grammy-winning musician as he wanders through New York City in real time, performing impromptu songs on subway cars and street corners while interacting with surprise fans.
How awesome is that?
So that seems pretty cool, right?
Man, I would jump right on him. He started singing out there in NYC. Oh my gosh, I would jump on him so quick. I'd be like, Ed, oh my God. Give him a big old hug.
The director is the same director that worked on Boiling Point and Adolescence. So it's supposed to be a good one again. One Shot with Ed Sheeran, November the 21st on Netflix.
He can sing.
More than 1,000 props, costumes, and set pieces from The Walking Dead are going up for auction. Mm. I know The Walking Dead's like one of them cult-like.
The following.
You know, followings and all that. A lot of people like The Walking Dead. Featuring items such as Daryl Dixon's dirt bike and Walker King's body. Now, Heritage Auction says the event is one of the most thrilling they've hosted. The series ran for 11 seasons and inspired several spinoffs, including Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon. So, 1,000 props, costumes, set pieces, all from The Walking Dead going up for auction. Peacock is going to release a new documentary about Saturday Night Live writer Jim Downey on October the 17th. It's an hour-long film titled Downey Wrote That. It explores the sketches, comedic style, and lasting impact as the show's longest-serving writer. Downey joined SNL in 1976 and contributed across 30 seasons, earning 5 Emmy Awards, including one for the recent 50th anniversary. So,
awesome. Okay.
Man, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Huge. Prime Video has renewed Ballard for a second season, continuing its expansion off its Bosch universe. I know I've talked about it once or twice, but I really like Bosch. If you you want to watch like a good like detective show, or a good show, if you're looking for something to watch on Prime, look up Bosch and Bosch Legacy.
Okay.
Yeah, Titus Welliver, I think I think that's his last name, but that's Bosch, and it's good. But I guess they have a spinoff, Ballard. I didn't know about it. I'm gonna start watching it now. I guess check it out. But they've renewed it for a second season. The series stars Maggie Q as LAPD detective and premiered in July. So there you go. Also, Prince Harry experienced 2 encounters with a known stalker during his recent visit to London. The unnamed woman, believed to have mental health issues, approached him twice while he attended public events. The incidents occurred after Harry lost his appeal for government-funded UK security, which he says is vital for his family's safety.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Approached by stalkers. Crazy, right?